Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of our life. And we look at the wisdom that's found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Qasim Ali Shah. He's a renowned motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. First, I want to say, please excuse my stuffy voice. I'm just recovering from a cold. I think it got passed between me and my three kids in the past few weeks. Okay, today we're going to talk about the importance of taking action now. Action to achieve those goals and to get that success that we want. We'll discuss what are the reasons people procrastinate, how it can result in pain and regret, and we'll look at two incredible methods that can help us to stop thinking and start doing now. The late pastor and chaplain of the U.S. Senate, Peter Marshall, said, "Small deeds done are better than great deeds planned." And there's a few times in my own life that have made me realize the stinging truth of this. I was born in Lahore, Pakistan. I think I've mentioned this before. My parents were living in the U.S. with my sister when my mom got pregnant with me. And when she was in her third trimester, she headed back to Lahore, and she had me there. And she decided to leave me with my grandmother and my aunt and my five uncles, who all lived with her. This arrangement kind of helped to ease my parents' financial burden in the U.S., and it also gave my grandmother a good distraction from the passing of my grandfather. So I stayed there for 3 years. Those 3 years of my life, I formed a bond with my grandmother and my aunt that I think has been with me my whole life. It may be because of the love and affection that I got from those early years that God put really an undying love in my heart for both of them. So once I came to the U.S. as a toddler, I sorely missed them. And I later would correspond with them through writing letters to my grandmother. And once I started working, I started visiting her every few years or so. But in 2007, I got married and I moved to the UK. And I would still talk to her regularly on the phone, and I would just make plans to visit her. But for some reason, for the next 5 years, I just didn't visit her. But finally, after I had my son, I decided to go see her. I booked my tickets, and she was beyond excited, and as was I. But only 2 weeks before my flight, she passed away. To this day, I curse myself for waiting so long to visit her. I mean, I thought of her often. I knew I wanted to make the visit. It was always in my head. I had the means. There was really no excuse. I didn't get to see my grandmother before she passed purely because I didn't take the action to go see her. And now all I have is regret. And I can't really forgive myself for this. And the pain of our regrets doesn't just go away. It stays with us. And I mean, this is just one incident. We all have these types of experiences where we keep waiting for the ideal circumstances to do things that we want to do, or we, without ever realizing that life will never give us perfect circumstances for anything according to our ideal specifications. Our delayed plans are just the result of our constant excuses to ourselves. I mean, how many times have we planned on working out or going on a diet, or how many times have we wanted to say something to someone and then just didn't? Or how many of us have dreams of a business or some philanthropic idea or whatever that we've been thinking about for years? How many of us have great passions that we don't pursue? And how many of our tomorrows have become yesterdays? The cost of delaying action is inaction. Author Steve Maraboli says, "Action is the universal language of success." So from this, we can deduce what inaction leads to. You know, we all make plans, but when it comes to following up with these plans with action, we usually drag our feet until it's too late. When we don't do things that need to be done, we're only left with biting regrets. And that's also a penalty of not taking action. And we'll talk more about the psychology of regret a bit later on. See, we can't change the past, but what we can do is try and prevent ourselves from regretting anything else in the future. And the best way to do it is by taking action now on all those things that are going on in our minds, all those things we keep putting off, all those things that are important to us. By far the biggest reason people don't take action and procrastinate on starting their journeys towards their goals is fear. Fear of all kinds of things. Oh, it's the wrong time, or I don't have enough saved up yet, or I have too many responsibilities, or I'm in the wrong environment, blah, blah, blah. But experts like Tony Robbins will tell you that successful people have fear too. The fear of what would happen if they don't take action. And actually, the fear successful people have is actually greater. But they take chances, they take risks, because the consequences of inaction to them are far worse. So now I want to talk to you about two amazing methods here that I have that can help us to stop just thinking about things and start doing them. Okay, so the first method, we'll call it living without excuses. And this is based on some Eastern philosophy. As the saying goes, it's never too late. Although, yes, it is. Sometimes it is too late. And some say it's never too early. You see, it's never too early to take the first step, to make that first action. But we all have those excuses. Research shows that we all have four favorite types of excuses. These are about our age, skill, health, and resources. Things like, oh, I'm too young to do this, or I'm too old to do that, or I don't know how to do this, or I'm plenty healthy, or my body can't do that, or I don't have enough money to start right now, etc. Dr. Timothy Seichel, an expert in the study of procrastination and an associate professor at Carleton University, writes, "These excuses are really just lies that we tell ourselves, and this is the most pathetic part of it." But why do we lie to ourselves? Psychologists believe that when our values and beliefs contradict with our lifestyle, that is, our actions, we experience cognitive dissonance. And this is a state of emotional stress and tension that's due to conflicts between what our values and thoughts and beliefs are and our actions. And what happens is, instead of recognizing this tension and making necessary changes to our actions to reduce or eliminate it, we often choose the easiest path, which is justifying our failure by using lame excuses or by lowering our expectation. But when we do this to avoid the stress of cognitive dissonance, what we're doing is we're actually disconnecting with our true nature. Lao Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher, taught the four cardinal virtues over 2,500 years ago. And these virtues, according to the philosopher, can help us reconnect with our true natures and live excuse-free lives. The first cardinal virtue is having reverence for all life. This essentially means unconditionally loving and respecting all human beings, but above all, loving and respecting ourselves. So when we love ourselves, we care for our real goals. So without any need of external motivation, we have enough inspiration from within ourselves to move from wishing and wanting to doing. Dr. Wayne Dyer writes, "Excuses originate in a false belief that the universe and its inhabitants aren't there for you. The notion is that they're obstacles inhibiting you from living at your highest level of success, happiness, and health, and is based on an inauthentic premise." Number two, the second cardinal value is natural sincerity. So natural sincerity just asks us to be honest, simple, and faithful. And this will help us to stop making excuses for our inaction. Okay, number three is gentleness. So three of the common approaches we use to structure our excuses, rationalizing, denying responsibility, and changing behavior. And here we become more sensitive to real truth, rather than to the need to superficially prove ourselves right. And the fourth cardinal virtue is supportiveness. This virtue manifests itself in two ways: a supportive attitude towards all life forms and towards ourselves. So we can't support others if we don't attend to our deepest needs first. And this can actually lead to a spiritual awakening, because when we serve others and make serving others our mission, we get rid of excuses, we strive to be the best, and we use this to play a meaningful role in others' lives. So that was method one. Method two I'm going to talk about now is by Tony Robbins, and he calls it the Holy Grail of taking action. So simply put, he says when a person knows with belief and certainty that he has huge, unlimited potential, that he'll take huge, massive action, and this will give huge, massive results. But all of this starts with having certainty. Certainty that we have unlimited potential. And this is absolutely true. We all have unlimited potential. People break barriers all the time. They have breakthroughs all the time. Athletes break records all the time. Businessmen are making more money today than they ever have before. So again, once we have this certainty of our massive potential, then we can take massive action and have massive results. But if the belief in our potential is small, our actions will also be measly and small, and will also end up with measly and small results. So one quick way to get this kind of certainty of our unlimited potential is just to imagine it. Yeah, just think about it. Just thinking about the best results that we can have, and then think about it again and again. Okay, I want to do a quick exercise, and it'll only take a few minutes, I promise. And there are only four steps to this, so hear me and just do it. Okay. Okay, step one, let's stand up. That's right, I want everybody to do this. Stand straight, feet together. Put your right arm straight out and point out with your index finger. Just point straight out in front of you like you're pointing at something. And now, in that same position, without moving your feet, twist the upper part of your body clockwise to the right, still pointing outwards like you're making an imaginary circle around you. And just twist until you can comfortably. And just hold that for a couple seconds and then twist back. Okay, step two. Now, you don't actually have to move. You just have to think in this step. So now I want you to just imagine yourself doing what you actually just did in step one. Imagine that you're standing straight, feet together, arm out, finger pointing out, twisting your body around. But imagine that you're doing this completely at like 180 degrees or further than you actually went. And then imagine yourself going back to your original position again. Okay, step three. Again, there's no movement here. We're just going to think and imagine us doing this. So again, repeat step two and just imagine what we did in step one. Imagine yourself standing up, feet together, arm out, finger pointing out, twisting your body around. But this time, imagine you're turning 360 degrees, like a cartoon or like an owl's head or something. You're turning all the way around with your upper body while your feet are still planted facing forward. And then imagine yourself turning back around. Okay, the last step, step four. We're going to just repeat what we did in step one. So again, just twist your upper body until you can comfortably. And then come right back around. Okay, notice now that you have twisted much further than you did before without even trying. Because you imagined unlimited potential to be able to twist 360 degrees, you ended up increasing your turn by probably more than 25%. Some people even increased their turn by 50%. So this shows how, by just imagining our greater potential, how much more we can achieve. Now think if we actually believed with certainty in this greater potential, how much more successful would we be? Okay, so now when people have huge belief in their potential, they take huge strides, they get huge results. Whether it be they make millions or they break records or they're achieving goals, whatever. And yes, there are times we give it our all and we still don't get the results we want, but when we have certainty in ourselves, we will keep on trying. And those people with little belief in their potential, they give a half, you know, effort and they get almost no results. And then they say, well, see, I tried, but wah, wah. And, you know, it's just a cycle. And this is why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Again, Tony Robbins makes it easy to understand something that's quite complicated by these simple, easy terms. So I mentioned earlier how inaction can lead to regret. Let me also say that action can also lead to regret, but the regret that results from action is often about small errors in judgment or rectifiable mistakes, and these regrets are curable. We can always go back and try again. The regrets that really haunt people are those that come from their inaction. So if you're feeling sad for the opportunities that you've wasted, if you feel some kind of regret for something that's happened, then let yourself feel this pain for a bit. Because this realization, what the famous Pakistani poet Iqbal termed as a feeling of loss, is really godsend. It gives us a sense of that good type of fear that we talked about earlier, the fear that successful people have, the fear of what inaction may do. But don't let regret linger in your mind for too long either. Professor Mason Cooley wrote, "Regret for wasted time is more wasted time." But our regrets can trigger actions, and actions can cure regrets. And we also have to remember that our actions are actually a service to humanity. Action inspires more action. Psychologist William James said, "Act as if what you do makes a difference." It does. In conclusion, if we want to achieve our goals, if we want to have a life free of regrets and the pain that goes with that, then we can use these two incredible methods of acting now. Method one, connecting with our true natures, following Lao Tzu's four cardinal virtues, having reverence for all life, having natural sincerity, being gentle, and being supportive. And method two, by Tony Robbins, where we start with believing in our unlimited potential, triggering us to take massive action, and this giving us massive results. So in ending today's episode, let's ask ourselves, can we really save ourselves from great regret and pain? Of course we can. See, I think most people don't have that sense of urgency when it comes to their goals or their dreams, their wishes. But today, I really wanted to emphasize the importance of nowness. Now, now, now. Action now. Do something now. Now is the time. Swiss psychiatrist and the founder of analytical psychology, Carl Jung, said, "You are what you do, not what you say you'll do." Thank you so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And of course, please feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.